Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller, and let's welcome a new member of the Newsworks team. Susan Richardson writes on topics relating to meaning and spirituality in our new blog, Human at Work. Susan, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks, Dave.
And let's also add that you are assistant minister at Christ Church Philadelphia and adjunct faculty in world religions at the College of New Jersey.
That's right.
Tell us about the intent behind this blog.
The intent is space. It's creating space for dialogue around a topic that I think is very present for a lot of people. But this would be a way to heighten awareness and intentionality around all the ways in which we bring our full humanity to work and how work impacts our full humanity. I hope it's also a place that we can work out better how to talk about that. And I think it's because generally, broadly in our culture, it's not an area like politics or parenting or travel where it's an established and known arena. I think it's there in the lives of most adults who spend most of their waking hours at work. But what's not there, I think, is a more awareness of how to have intentional civic dialogue around it. And so that's my hope, is both the content but also the means.
Well, let's focus on the at work part. First off, is it primarily those who go to work?
I am focusing on work as employment. Obviously, we all have many places of work in our lives, including home and parenting and caring for other relatives. And those are all very important ways of work. But for the sake of focus and refining the dialogue, this is more of a look at where we are employed. Now, I am saying that the focus may be our workplaces, but it is our 24/7 humanity and how that interacts with what the work is in our lives, with how we are in the workplace, with what we bring home from the workplace, with how we want to handle that, because it can vary a great deal from person to person, from field to field, and even vary a great deal over time in one person's life.
I find myself summoning Seinfeld. It's a show about, well, everything. I'm thinking, you know, On Being, Krista Tippett, Sunday mornings at 7 on WHYY. There are almost no boundaries.
I cannot think of two better things to keep in mind would be Krista Tippett and Jerry Seinfeld. That would be fantastic. And I actually draw a great deal of inspiration from both of them.
And so let's talk about blogs that have appeared so far on newsworks.org.
All right. The first one we ran was on photographer J.J. Tijoux. He's a wonderful photographer and very gifted, but I also love that part of the gift that he brings is awareness of community and of personhood, and he tries to tell that through photography. So we had begun talking, and as always happens, where a conversation goes is much better than anything I could have preconceived. He ended up with the analogy of his darkroom, which is a very physical analogy, and I love darkroom work, and the sort of, I remember having done a bit of that when I was younger, and the smell and the lights and the chemicals, and to see what is transformed before your eyes, but also that it's solitary time for the most part. With the advent of digital, he found that he lost that physical space, which might at first seem like it was a plus, but it ended up meaning that he lost that inner space and that time to process as well. And that way that he had of visually, graphically describing that, I thought was a beautiful way that people for whom it was maybe not quite so graphic, could still relate to it in terms of their own lives. And so that was our first posting.
I'm sensing you are assiduously avoiding advocating a specific way to be human at work. Having said that, are there takeaways that you would hope a listener or viewer would get from the blog?
There are takeaways. And from that context that you rightly name of having no particular agenda in terms of saying how people should or should not engage, you know, being human at work. Rather, I learn from the people that I talk to, and I learn from the feedback, and I'm grateful for that forum. Maybe that's what I hope the takeaway will be, that it's a legitimate and needed area of conversation. It's one that's already well around us in the media, and that there's a way to do it that is appropriate in a civic forum, that allows for multiple points of view, multiple experiences, and that those experiences are unfolding, that people are allowed to say, well, this is how it looks or feels to me right now, and then revisit that and grow and change with the conversation.
Thank you so much for posting this blog, and we're looking forward to more good things from you in 2015.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Susan Richardson writes on topics relating to meaning and spirituality in the workplace, Human at Work at newsworks.org.